from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Hi, yes, BT Sal off on this Thursday midday. You got Mark Melusis with you for the next 4 hours right up until 2 o'clock this afternoon. 888-808-1019, that is your number to call. Dove Kramer, Pete Hoffman, the dynamic duo across the way, other side at the controls. Plenty to chat about, plenty to get into. We got a few guests that are going to join the program as the show rolls along as well. But we got to go with the Mets because, I mean, that is, there are losses during the course of the regular season, and then there are losses during the course of the regular season. And this is more the latter than the former. And if you watch Major League Baseball, you have a full understanding of exactly what I mean. For the Mets last night, to rally back as they did against the Arizona Diamondbacks after winning the opener 8-3, and to roll back being down 4-0, Martinez with the double gets them into it 4-1. The Alvarez single makes it 4-2. Then you get the Bader home run in the fifth that ties things up at 4. Alonso with the sac fly that gives them a 5-4 lead against an Arizona team that is sitting there, you know, 19-20 games over the 500 mark. You have a 5-4 lead. Yes. Luis Severino did not have an extended start, had to leave the game early, but thank God x-rays negative for Sevy. Struggled early, but still, had 9 strikeouts over the course of the game. X-rays negative on Severino. You don't have Nunez. You don't have your setup, man. You ask Edwin Diaz to bounce back after he gave up the walk-off home run to the San Diego Padres on Sunday to get you 4 outs last night in Arizona. Walks the first 2 batters and then gives up the grand slam to Corbin Carroll as the Arizona Diamondbacks win it 8-5. I mean, there are losses, and then there are losses. And I've said it time and time again when looking at this Met team, and I've had fans call me when I do my usual show on Sunday mornings and stuff. Should I believe? Should I, buy wholeheartedly in? The Mets have given me a summer. The Mets have made this exciting. They've been fun, whether it be, whether it be Grimace, whether it be, OMG. I mean, Lopez throwing his glove into the stands, the players-only meeting, the home run by J.D. Martinez against the Marlins. I mean, it's been a whirlwind kind of a season. All kinds of different emotions have kind of reared their head when talking about the Mets this year, and some of them obviously being positive. And if I told you in mid-May, is this team late May, when this team was sitting there 11 games under the 500 mark, that we're here late August, Labor Day weekend right around the corner, that they would be 5 games over, within 4 games of the Atlanta Braves, of being the third and final wild card team in the National League, you said, Moose, I'd sign up for that. Given the fact of where this team is right now, I'd sign up for that. But that's not exactly the way that this script is played out, because this team unfortunately, when you look at the bullpen, has been a massive issue. You get to Edwin Diaz. I mean, you're going to have questions about what exactly is Edwin Diaz here moving forward. Coming off the major knee injury that he suffered in the WBC a couple of off seasons ago, missed the entirety of last year, has come back this year. I think he's got 6 blown saves, and he's accounted for 3 losses so far on the season. His ERA is north of 4. I mean, that's where Edwin Diaz is right now as a closer, and he can talk about the mechanics all he wants. There are games, because your offense led the way, because you had momentum in the game, that you have to find a way to win it. And they leaned on not one of the relievers that was in, you know, bringing the, and the guy that you counted on, your most trusted reliever, even though he has not been dominant this season, you handed off to Edwin Diaz to get you a 4-out save. And you know what? Edwin Diaz spit the bit. And the most frustrating thing, if you're a Met fan, listen to the sound of my voice on this Thursday morning, is this. The most frustrating thing, the Braves are dying. I mean, I understand they've won 6 of 7, but based on the injuries, look at it. I mean, just think about the injuries the Braves have had this year. Strider, Acuna, Minter, Albies, Austin Riley. You look at Olsen. He's not having your prototypical year offensively at first base. The Atlanta Braves, a team that the Mets base, the Met fan, you know, fears. The Atlanta Braves treat the Mets like the Astros treat the Yankees. They are dying to be beat. But you know why they continue to win as they just swept the Minnesota Twins, as they've won last 6 of their last 7 games? It's all about culture. Something that David Stearns and Carlos Mendoza want to bring about here to New York and bring it to Queens and bring it to Flushing and bring it to Citi Field and bring it to this organization. They find ways to win games instead of finding ways to lose games. Now, you might say, well, listen, it's Arizona. They're a really good baseball team. Yes, they are. And you can listen to Brandon Nimmo after the game last night where he said, you know what, the other team, in essence, paraphrasing here, the other team is trying to win too. It's not like we didn't want to win, but sometimes they do a little bit more. Well, I got to be perfectly honest with you. That doesn't fly. No. You're trying to make the playoffs. You're trying to be that third wild card team in the National League. The Braves have been ravaged by injury, yet there they are, still 4 games up on the Mets for the third and final wild card spot in the National League. You have your closer, Edwin Diaz, who has not been brilliant this year. I'm sure I'm going to get a ton of Met fans that call up this very radio station this morning talking about whether or not Edwin Diaz is indeed, was, you know, 2022 the outlier? Or is this what Edwin Diaz is now going to be moving forward? How many times can you hear about mechanics and where he's falling off to third base and that he's not driving to home plate and that where his landing foot is? I mean, after a while, you say to yourself, just get the job done. Stop hanging a slider last night to Corbin Carroll. That's a game you have to win. You win the opener of this series 8-3. You are down 4-0 in that game last night. Your offense rallies back. Martinez, Alvarez, Bader, the big 2-run home run, Alonso with the sac fly. You have a 5-4 lead. Seve doesn't give you distance. You're able to work your way to get to your closer, who just had an atrocious outing Sunday, giving up the home run in the 9th inning in San Diego. And you hand it off to Edwin Diaz, and he walks 2 guys and then gives up a grand slam. I mean, and I'm supposed to believe? I'm now supposed to look at this team and think that they aren't going to be good enough here to overcome the Atlanta Braves. They've got 29 games to go in the rest of the regular season. They got one more this afternoon in Arizona. Then they have the dreadful Chicago White Sox. You watch White Sox baseball, it makes your eyes bleed. They are absolutely an embarrassment to the sport. That organization should be ashamed of themselves. So, should they beat up on Chicago? They should. But are they going to find ways to lose or find ways to win? Because think about the difference. You put your head to the pillow last night, rallying from 4-0 down against Arizona in the desert. Win that game 5-4. Diaz gets the 4-out save. You're 3 games back of the Atlanta Braves. You have an opportunity to go out there and sweep Arizona this afternoon. What a statement series that would be. Talk about building momentum. And we've seen it before in Major League Baseball. I mean, we've seen bullpens decimate seasons. Just guess Omar Minaya wasn't all that long ago when he was running the Mets. When they had the following offseason, remember the Mets went out there, addressed the bullpen? They added guys like J.J. Putz. And thought that was going to be A-OK. So we've seen it before. Bad bullpens can absolutely kill a season. And for the most part, the bullpen has destroyed the Mets. I know they've turned guys over. I know they've lost guys like Raley and Smith to season-ending arm injuries. I get all that. But last night was a game. When you rally from 4-0 down, take that 5-4 lead. This is not a game if you're Brandon Nimmo to tip the cap to the opposing team. I understand you're not going to throw Diaz under the bus. I understand you're not going to go out there and say, well, you know what, our season's over. And no one telling you that the season is over on this Thursday. But that was one in which you win that game. You put the head to the pillow last night. You feel entirely different, excited, momentum, feeling good. Sweep Arizona. Even if you should lose this afternoon against the Diamondbacks, then you got three with Chicago, but you won a series in Arizona. And stylistically speaking, to rally from that kind of a deficit in the desert would be impressive. Yet here we are. And it's Diaz giving up the grand slam to Carroll. It's Diaz entering the game walking two guys. And it's the Mets, it's Diaz, it's Nimmo, it's Mendoza after the game rationalizing out, saying that, well, we'll bounce back. And I don't know. I don't think this team is all of a sudden going to tank the rest of the way. But what would lead you to believe that they're going to be able to play consistently good enough to catch Atlanta? Because it's been a while here. I mean, it has been a while. I think you got to go all the way back to like June 8th that the Mets were this far out of the final third and final wild card spot in the National League. Someone could check that, but I think it's June 8th. They're not getting closer. They're getting farther away. Now, they are a good team. San Diego, good team. Arizona, good team, right? But so are the Mets, right? They're five games over 500. They're not San Diego good. They're not Arizona good. But you're not going to all of a sudden just get to the playoffs by beating the dregs of Major League Baseball or the National League. Brutal loss. And then you get to Diaz. And listen, I don't think it's an outlier. We've been around and around and around kind of and danced that dance with Edwin Diaz a number of times. Guy couldn't close in New York, can't handle the pressure, can't handle this city, can't handle all of it. It's got to come in specific situations, can't be a dirty inning. It's got to be clean. You know, you have to use Edwin Diaz in a right way. And then all of a sudden, you know, Narco 2022 happened and Edwin Diaz was the best closer in Major League Baseball. I don't think that's an outlier. Because we saw him be nearly as dominant when he's a member of the Seattle Mariners. But I will tell you this, I can't hear about the knee anymore. I can't hear about the mechanics anymore. You want to tell me when he first returns this year and throws his first major league inning after being out an entire year? We're sitting here, it is late August. Now's the time to get the job done. If it's a mechanical issue, fix it. He has not been anywhere close to the reliever we saw in 2022 this season. Is the stuff there? For sure. Is confidence king when it comes to professional athletes? There's no question about it. Just ask anybody. Anybody that has played at a high level. When you feel good, you play good. Is Edwin Diaz a confident closer at this stage? No, he's not. But I can't hear the excuses anymore. Now, the Mets don't have any other viable options. I get it. But it's time for Edwin Diaz to put the big boy pants on and get the job done. And last night was that opportunity, and he melted right before your very eyes. And the team that you are chasing is the Atlanta Braves. A team, despite all the injuries, you know what they know how to do? They know how to win. They know how to win. They circle those wagons. Doesn't matter. Riley out, doesn't matter. Strider out, doesn't matter. Olsen having a bad year, doesn't matter. Acuna Jr. out for the season, doesn't matter. Albies being out, doesn't matter. They find ways to win. So you might be jealous of them, But you got to respect them. And that's what the Mets want to be in Queens. Winners.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Takes the knee of the New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I love this yet.
The end. Beautiful friend, this is the end.
Oh, tremendous.
My
it's 10:23 on this Thursday morning. Melusis with you. I don't know if it's the end for the Mets. Close. I mean, but they should be able to beat up on the White Sox. The question is, do they have that culture to overcome the Braves culture? And it is a culture down there in Atlanta. I ran through all the injuries. I mean, they pick up guys, and all of a sudden, those guys go out there and start producing. They know a way. And I understand they're not winning one World Series after another. But when it comes to topping the Mets, they like to do that, unquestionably. And now the Mets have 29 games to go. Afternoon affair today in Arizona after that, I mean, disgusting loss last night where Diaz gives up the grand slam to Corbin Carroll in the bottom of the eighth inning after walking two batters. Peterson on the mound this afternoon. They've got 29 games to go. They're in back of the Atlanta, trail the Atlanta Braves to the third and final wild card spot in the National League by 4 games. Want to hear from you. Out to Brooklyn we go. It's Limo Driver Ed. What's going on, Limo Driver Ed? Is Ed with us? And Ed is not. Ray in Waterbury. First up on the Fan. What's going on, Ray?
Hi, Mark. Great monologue. You know, it's the walks, Mark.
Yes.
I mean, I think Hefner's got to be responsible for this at the end of the season. You can't be walking the ballpark with your relievers coming in late in the game. You know what? When Diaz walked the second guy, he should have been out. You know he didn't have it. The bottom line is,
Ray, where exactly are you going then? Edwin Diaz is your closer. You paid Edwin Diaz a king's ransom. It's time for Edwin Diaz to go out there and figure it out. I can't hear about mechanics. I can't hear about the fact that he's not finishing off his slider. I can't hear about where his hands are. I can't hear about the fact that he's falling off to the third base. Whatever it is, can't hear about it anymore. We are in August.
You're right.
We're in August.
You're right, Mark.
This is not May. We're not in April. This is not his first game back. I can't hear about the torn knee ligament during the World Baseball Classic. We're in late August here. It's win time. It's go time. Last night was a game when I handed the ball off to Edwin Diaz for a four-out save. Get the job done.
You're right, Mark. Here's the thing. I would say this is their last week to stay in it, because almost a must-win today. And then you got to sweep the White Sox, because you don't want to fall any further behind than four games from Atlanta. And hopefully somebody beats Atlanta. Hopefully Philadelphia takes them to the woodshed this weekend.
Yeah,
you know?
Good. I mean, that's well within the realm of possibility. I mean, it's going to be – I mean, the Atlanta Braves right now, I think – the Mets are 9 out. The Braves are 5 out behind the Philadelphia Phillies in the National League East. And, yeah, that's a series in which Mets taking on the White Sox after the game today in Arizona, with the Mets taking on Chicago White Sox out there in Chicago this weekend. That's a series that you should fatten up on. I mean, the White Sox are, dying to be beaten. They don't care. I mean, what are they, 31 wins on the year? I mean, they're an utter and complete embarrassment. And could that be a scenario where the Mets take advantage of it? No question about it. But we've had two scenarios. The bullpen has been just a disaster this season for the Mets. Whether it be the injuries, they give Stearns credit, he's turned the guys over. The wonderful story that was Buto coming out of the pen. He has cooled off a little bit. Now you got Edwin Diaz, who everyone's pleading. When's he going to find it? Maybe never's the answer. He's had 6 blown saves this year. He's accounted for 3 losses.
Yeah, the thing is, Mark, I see San Francisco has put Taylor Rogers on waivers. He's a pretty darn good reliever. I would see what I can do there,
Edwin, here's the deal, though, Ray. We could throw out names all you want. If Diaz doesn't, Diaz is the man. Like, that's it. Like, you're not all of a sudden, there's nobody else. He's the last man at the OK Corral. He is the guy that needs to get the job done. He's got to figure it out. He's got to find it. Get to work. If it's mechanics, figure it out. And that was a tough loss. That was a tough loss because you went to a game. You win a game by daylight, game number one, in which Manaea has 11 Ks. Alonso hits a home run. We're talking about Pete yesterday during the course of the midday show. You win the game 8-3. Last night, you go into it, you're down 4-0 early. The offense rallies, brings you back. You have a 5-4 lead. The bullpen hands it off to Diaz for a 4-out save, and he doesn't even record an out before he gives up the lead. Bing, bang, boom. And now you're trailing 8-5. And now you're 4 games back of the Atlanta Braves, who finished off a sweep of the Minnesota Twins, who have the culture, who find a way to win. It doesn't matter. They're begging to be. I mean, they're just Acuna, Albies, Olsen having a bad year. What really matters? I mean, Riley going out, who cares? Strider done for the year? We'll figure it out. The Atlanta Braves find a way. They figure it out. They might say, well, the expectations for the Braves coming into the year were decidedly different than the Mets. For sure, I get it. But David Stearns and Carlos Mendoza made it perfectly clear at both of their introductory press conferences, and I was at both of them out there at Citi Field, that the Mets were expecting the Mets to be a playoff contender and a playoff team, but contend for a playoff spot in the National League this year. Now, are they doing that? Yeah. So is that a check mark in the big column? Okay. But you'd like to turn the tables a little bit, right? A little bit of revenge. Maybe the Mets aren't going to go on this deep run come October, but you'd like there to be a playoff game. You'd like to get a wild card. You'd like to get there. And you'd love to beat the Braves. You'd love to beat the team that loves to beat you. And start to turn the tide, the perception, just a little bit. David in Queens up next to the fan. What's going on, David?
Hey, Mark. How are you today?
Good, David. How you doing, buddy?
No. Well, I'm a diehard Mets fan. You know, last night, up late, I actually knew for some apparent reason. I don't understand why they had to bring in Diaz. They should have left Maton in. They had two outs, runner on first and second. Once I knew that Diaz was going to come in with people on, you know, with, you know, players on the base.
Well, it was one guy on base.
It was one. Yeah.
And then Maton opened up the inning with a walk, then gets two outs, and then they bring Diaz in for the four out save. Then he gives up back to back walks and then the grand slam to Carroll.
It's so typical of him. He's a tall head case, this guy. I don't know. Back to 2000, 2001, inconsistency, no confidence in his pitches. And it just looks like he needs to get speak to a psychologist, because this guy doesn't know. I don't know what the hell he, you know, every year it's always something different with this guy. He had one good year, and that was it.
Well, no, he had good years in Seattle. I mean, that's unfair. I mean, you go back. I mean, he had the year that after the Mets acquired him for the 2019 season. I mean, in 2018, Edwin Diaz had 57 saves and a 1.9 ERA. The year before, he had 34 saves with a 3.2 ERA. Now, early on with the Mets, not particularly good. That first year was a disaster. Lived through it. I mean, talked about it here on the airwaves and talked about it, you know, on SNY. 2019, he was pitching to a 5.5 ERA. You were like, what exactly happened to the soul of Edwin Diaz and the guy that was in Seattle? We get into the conversations of whether or not he can handle New York. Started to settle down a little bit. Wasn't available. Injury plagued the year 20 was the COVID year. 21 was a little bit better. And then he has the breakout season with the Mets in 22. And obviously, that happened to be a contract year. He responded well in a contract year. And he got paid by the Mets as being one of the most dominant closers in the entire sport after that 22 season. Lost in 23, but WBC comes back this year, and he's got a 4.5 ERA.
Yeah. I mean, we all know, you know, we know that. But the thing is that when there's runners on bases and he comes in with one or two outs, I always cringe. I said, oh, here we go. He walks the batter. And then last night, I knew it. He was throwing fastballs. And he can't even locate it in the strike zone. It's like, I don't know his mechanics or something is off.
Well, yeah, he talked about it. I mean, David, he talked about it. He hung a slider. I mean, Carroll talked about it as well. I mean, he didn't, you know, the slider ended up being middle-middle, and Corbin Carroll delivered it into the seats. I mean, so that's what Edwin Diaz did on the Grand Slam. Yeah, I mean, you could look at it, and the fear you have now is, you know, was 2022 just being, as we watched this year, you know, contract year. Soto responding well, contract year. He's looking to make, you know, north of $500 million as a free agent when free agency gets going in Major League Baseball November the 2nd. We have not seen Pete Alonso, who basically is on bended knee right now, as we played the cut yesterday, begging for the Mets to basically be interested in him this coming offseason. Pete Alonso has not responded. I understand he's still got 28 home runs. You'd like to see Alonso get hot last 29 games, but still, you know, what is that contract going to look like? What is the marketplace going to look like for an aging slugger in Alonso? He's not 35. I understand he's 29, but you get the point. The metrics, when you look at the analytics, not trending upward for Alonso. They're trending in the opposite direction. That would be downward if you're for Pete Alonso. So what's the marketplace going to be look like? But Pete Alonso, we played the cut yesterday after the 8-3 win a couple of nights ago for the New York Mets, where he's telling how much he loves this team, loves being a part of this team, loves the vibe around this team. I said it earlier. I mean, the Met culture a year ago was imploded because Verlander and Scherzer couldn't stand one another. Now you look at what you see with Edwin Diaz this year. And we talk about Alonso has not responded well contract year. Soto has responded well contract year. Edwin Diaz 2022 contract year responded brilliantly. Now the fear you have is, was that the outlier? Now I'd push back on a little bit because I brought up, you know, what he did in Seattle the year before the Mets acquired him, you know, and he came to New York in 2019 when he had 57 saves and pitched to an under 2 ERA and was completely otherworldly with the Seattle Mariners. Do I think Edwin Diaz can figure it out here in New York? Yes. Do I think he could change the narrative? Yes. Do I think this is now a sign of things to come as a reliever for Edwin Diaz for the majority or the rest of his Met career? No. But we're talking about the here and now. And the rest of this season. And let's be honest. The Mets are not going to make the playoffs this year. Overcome the four-game deficit with the Atlanta Braves with 29 games to go if Edwin Diaz doesn't figure it out. And his last two outings have been costly. Giving up the home run to Merrill against San Diego and giving up the grand slam to Carroll last night. Costly. The clock is ticking. It's getting late. You can't continue to have these kind of costly games from the most trusted reliever, what you believe to be, and the most talented reliever in that bullpen. There are other guys in that bullpen. We ran through them. I mean, whether it be injuries or whether it be just lack of talent that weren't particularly good. Diaz, we know, has the talent. We know he does not pitch it with a ton of confidence right now. And we know mechanically, as he talked about last night, but there does come a point in time where you got to figure it out. I can't all of a sudden hear, with 29 games to go, chasing the Atlanta Braves for the third and final wild card spot about exactly whether or not you're falling off to the first base side, where your hands are, whether or not you're not finishing properly. All those things can obviously leads to him not pitching particularly well, but now's the time to get it done. It's August, late August, September right around the corner. NFL season is right around the corner. Last night was a game the offense led you back and gave you an opportunity to win against a good playoff team in the National League. And the guy you trusted the most in that bullpen coughed it up right before your very eyes. I have no issue with Mendoza going to him for the four-out save. I really don't. The issue I have with is Diaz not getting the job done, obviously.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It'll be a 1-1 to Judge. The pitch swung on and hit. Deep center field. Trout on the run. Aaron Judge, number 50.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Thank you, Pete. Time now for the Wendy's Yankees Turning Point of the Game contest. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Be the first caller right now correctly identify yesterday's Turning Point of the Game, the loss in Washington. 866-540-WFAN, 866-540-9326. You'll receive two pairs of tickets to a Yankee 2024 regular season game. It's all from your flagship station for New York Yankees baseball, which is us right here, WFAN. 888-808-1019, your number to call. Tim Britton, Athletic, will head out to Arizona, covers the New York Mets, will join us top of the 11 o'clock hour. Ed in Brooklyn is up next on The Fan. What's going on, Ed?
Hey, Moose, how you doing, buddy? How you feeling today? Hey, you know...
Feeling good.
Go ahead. All right, it's good. You know, looking at Diaz, like you said, is he don't have confidence. He just don't have, I don't know, you know, since the injury, he just doesn't have confidence, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what it is. But now it's getting to
it's August, Ed.
We need these games. We're four behind. We need these games, Moose.
I understand.
Can't be grand, man.
Now, listen, you could look at it and say, you know, a couple things could be true. Last night could be a bad loss, which is true. And if the Mets take two or three and win this afternoon in Arizona and take two or three from the series, that could be a successful series for sure. That is true. It'll be interesting to see how this team does bounce back. But the bigger, if you're looking, that's the micro. If you're looking at the macro, right? If you're looking at the bigger picture with the Mets, Mets are last 29 games. If Diaz doesn't figure it out, the Mets are not going anywhere.
Well, guess what? What
now
are we going to do when
that door song over and over and over again about it being the end?
Right. All right. Well, what's going to happen is when we go on down to the race and we need him. I mean, I can't let him go out there. We're gonna have to get somebody else.
Who?
Crucial times, man. I don't know, man.
Nunez wasn't available last night because he got right forearm tightness.
Well, you know what, Moose?
Mets wouldn't even let him meet with the media.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Like you said, is you don't want to throw nobody underneath the bus. But I tell you one thing. I'll go right over to his locker and say, "You need to get yourself together. We need you. I don't know what your situation is, but we need you. And as a leader, you know what I'm saying? If it is, that one of the guys got to step up and talk to him. Because right now, we need these games, man. We can't keep falling behind.
Well,
like
but
said,
some
Atlanta's
people respond. But I get it. But everyone's a little bit different, right? Bill Parcells used to always talk about it, the fact that if you're an NFL head coach, you have to also be a psychiatrist. Not everybody responds to that kind of inspiration, Ed, where you go up to sitting in his locker and you get into his face or you try and, you know, he understands, you know, and I think Edwin Diaz, you know, he answered the call last night. It's not like he skirted the media. He didn't run on hide. He didn't leave from a back door. He didn't say thanks, but no thanks. He did none of that. I mean, Edwin Diaz talked about the fact that that was a bad loss. Tough loss,
But he's been like that all year.
Yeah, he's got to get the job. Like, there comes a point. I can't hear about the knee in the WBC anymore.
I'm done with that. No, I don't want to hear it either. But it's like you said, it's confidence he don't have. And I think he done lost it. You can tell the way when he goes to the mound. He don't look good. He don't look comfortable. And why is he throwing that pitch anywhere? I told my wife, we was driving. I said, honey. As soon as I knew when he walked the two, I said, honey, he about to blow this game and give up a home run. What happens is before I even said it, there it was going out.
Yes. I mean,
my
wife won't even watch games with me anymore. You still have that. That's still nice. You and your wife game last night, taking the little Mets Diamondbacks.
Yeah.
That's nice. A little cuddle on the couch. Yep. Maybe your favorite libation. Watching. Yeah, look at that,
yep.
Ed. Netflix series on drug cartels in Mexico.
My wife told me to go downstairs and get to go in the basement. She said, I took the remote, threw it against the wall. The batteries went one way, and the remote went the other way. They're killing me, Moose. They're killing me.
I understand. That was bad loss. There's no other way to cut it. I mean, if I don't laugh, I'm not laughing because I'm mocking. We're getting to the Yankees a little bit as well. I mean, Boone, all of a sudden, you know, it didn't matter. DJ LeMahieu was sent to the bench last night. Cabrera up the pitch hit on the screws, but still hit to straightaway center field. And there was the change in logic there. But the interesting thing last night when you look at the Mets is this. That is, here's what you need to know. You wake up on this Thursday morning, the Mets are four games in back of the Braves in the National League wildcard race for the third and final wildcard spot. Braves are about to open up a series against the Philadelphia Phillies. Mets have one more this afternoon in Arizona, then they take on the dreadful Chicago White Sox. They got 29 games to go in the MLB regular season. We've spent a lot of time talking about what this team is and what they're not. They will not make the playoffs. They will not have meaningful games last weekend of this regular season if Edwin Diaz all of a sudden doesn't find his form. If he doesn't find his form, this team's not going anywhere. There's nobody all of a sudden that's going to step in and fill that reliever's role. You're not talking about a bullpen that is teeming with talent. That's the issue you have with this Met team. And that's why last night's loss, coupled with the fact of what happened in San Diego on Sunday, that's why last night's loss stings. Joe Douglas, Jets general manager, met with the media moments ago. Obviously, cut down day across the NFL. Was Tuesday. His teams got down to 53. Jets open up their season a couple Monday nights when they take on the San Francisco 49ers. Here's Douglas talking about, obviously, everyone's favorite topic, Hassan Reddick.
Where do things stand with Hassan Reddick right now?
Nothing's changed from our end. Obviously, a ton of respect for Hassan and awaiting his arrival. And, you know, looking forward to when he does. He's going to be welcomed with open arms.
Do you expect him to be here before the opener?
I can't lay out any expectations right now. But, you know, when he does arrive, we're all going to be excited.
How would you describe the communication with
him? I would say clear and direct from the beginning. And, you know, I have a lot of respect for the agent as well. So, again, the ball's in their court, and you know, whenever he's ready to come here, again, we can't wait to have.
Why didn't you renegotiate the contract before executing the trade?
Well, I mean, in simple terms, you know, we did talk about an extension once that. Once one wasn't agreed upon, you know, we had the conversation and we felt good about making the trade. And so, you know, obviously came here reported, had a great day here, and again, we just we're just waiting his arrival.
Do you feel like their camp reneged on a verbal agreement to play under his existing contract?
I'd say that again, from our standpoint, you know, we've been really clear and direct with our communication, and you know, again, a lot of respect for the agent, a lot of respect for the player, and you know, I have faith that this will all get resolved. You know, when things did hit the fan last year, I think one of the more encouraging things was how the team stayed together and how hard the team played. There was never a wavering of effort or togetherness, and I thought that was one of the silver linings of a difficult season. But as the team stands now, I feel like this has been a remarkable training camp, and I feel like this is a great collection of talent and character, as good of a collection of people as I've been around in 24 years. And so really, I'm excited about this journey. I have no idea where it's going to end, but I think this is a great group to lock arms and travel with.
Well, Joe, you better hope it ends in the playoffs, or else you're going to be looking for a job. I mean, that's it. I mean, we'll get more into the Reddick stuff. Here's the deal. Like, so Hassan Reddick played nice early. The Philadelphia Eagles signed your player in Huff, had no interest in giving Reddick a new contract. You acquired the Eagles' headache from Howie Roseman. He played nice early, but then you know what Hassan Reddick figured out? Listen, this is a win-now situation. I have leverage. They need me. They need my ability to go out there and get after the quarterback. They lose Huff. They have to trade John Franklin Myers, and now all of a sudden there is a shift from Hassan Reddick in his camp. How much respect can you have for the player who's never played a down in the regular season for you? And how much respect can you have for everything has changed and you're Joe Douglas and you are locked into your foxhole right now and you are not budging and Reddick and his agent are not budging? Exactly how much respect can you possibly have if they went back on their initial word that they would play under the current deal with 1 year left on his contract? How much possible respect can you possibly have? How many times does Joe Douglas have to say how much he respects the agent, how much he respects Hassan Reddick? I mean, we are reaching a point here with this scenario is, hey, Joe, like, common sense has to come into the equation a little bit as well. The Eagles didn't run. They didn't walk. They sprinted away from Hassan Reddick, a guy that started Temple and a guy that, is right there. I mean, last 4 years, I think he's got 50 and a half sacks in the National Football League. They sprinted away. I mean, if you're the GM, you're not going to make a nice soft landing spot. I understand you don't want to pay him what he's looking to get paid, anywhere between $24 and $28 million a year, AAV. I get that. But you got to do something to entice the man. What would lead you to believe right now that Hassan Reddick is all of a sudden going to walk through those doors and be ready to go for the San Francisco 49ers on Monday night? What would lead you to believe that? And you can put blame wherever you want to put it. Here's the deal. For the Jets, they thought they found a solution, and it has turned into a massive headache. And they went out there, knowingly acquired the Eagles' headache and didn't rectify it. Didn't take any medicine. Didn't take a little Advil. Didn't take a little Tylenol. Didn't take any migraine med. And basically are dealing with this headache for the last 7-8 weeks. Now all of a sudden, Hassan Reddick's going to blink. You know what he's going to do? He's going to report to play the minimum amount of games that he can play so then he can hit free agency after the season. That's what it seems like to me. Maybe I'm wrong. But Joe, have a little vision. Have a little vision. And I picked the Jets to win the Super Bowl yesterday.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.